This is GQDN for Tuesday, March 25th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25. By SwiftEnergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes. Words are hard today. And I'm leaving that one in. And, well, if you go get the flavor called Questworthy, yeah, it's really good stuff. Go get it. It's really delicious stuff. And put in the promo code Quest too in the checkout line. Really good stuff. Really, really good stuff. Good stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Yeah, the group quest. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have a game that's going in early access for all you Xbox players. Got a couple monitors too if you need them. One of them might be 3D. And there's another Nintendo patent. But we begin today with World of Warcraft. PC Gamer did say that Blizzard is now planning to revive some of the classic hardcore characters because of a DDoS attack. So, that is what's happening. The classic hardcore for World of Warcraft players are going to be revived. And they went into why the DDoS attack did happen, and that's because only Fangs got killed. And that's one of the more respected players, influential players, did get killed. And once he died, somebody went off on a DDoS attack. So the guild leader, Soda Poppin, just called up the whole thing. And now it's on the World of Warcraft Reddit via a Discord message. And he wrote, quote, "I don't feel comfortable dragging people through getting world buffs, flasks, and consumables, etc. Just to raid with the anxiety and probably the actually of just being DDoS'd again and dying. GG everyone. Blanking GGs." But because that happened, Blizzard rolled back all the deaths. Oh, by the way, that was a quote, by the way. And that's where the community manager Kevix did write, quote, "Recently, we have experienced unprecedented disturbed denial of service, DDoS attacks, that have impacted many Blizzard game services. We are taking steps to resurrect player characters that were lost as a result of these attacks. Unlike many other ways characters can die, hardcore DDoS attacks and an intentionally malicious effort made by third-party actors, and we believe the severity of the results DDoS attacks specifically warrant a different response," end quote. So, all those people are now alive! Yay! And people are saying yay about this too. Well, possibly. PC Games N said that Monster Hunter Wilds gets an update and the people that have been playing it gets what they want. For the most part. Now, that'll be the first major overhaul for the biggest RPG on Steam, and Monster Hunter Wilds. They confirmed the release of the date, and they will get the classic monster Mistassoon, and they'll be bringing back a gathering hub. Also get some seasonal events, and a new battle with Zoshia. And they're also adding an arc-tempered version of Rei Dao, along with some forgeable armor sets. Now, there are also some cosmetics, gestures, and DLC on the way as well. And they said that Capcom will reveal that this summer. So if you play Monster Hunter Wilds, go have fun. Oh, if you like goats, Goat Direct via Gamatsu.com will be April 1st at 7 a.m. Pacific Time, which means 10 a.m. Eastern Time. So 1 week from today. Lovely. All the goats, all the time. All the goats, all the time. And that'll be hosted by Coffee Stain North. Yeah, well, they made it, right? All the goats, all the time. But there's no patent on it. Of course there is. Nintendo, via NintendoLife.com, said that there's a patent with all the 2D visuals. Yeah, they did file that. And they showed some pictures on how these patents will affect their part of the video game industry. In fact, Mike Odyssey got up on X and said, quote, "Nintendo's new patent hints on the possibility of revisiting classic Nintendo games in a 2D HD style. Imagine 2D art set in a 3D world. it would be incredible. Instead of a full remake, we could relive The Legend of Zelda, A Link to the Past, in its original 2D glory with enhanced graphics. Stay tuned for more details. And he went on to like a major post talking about it, which we won't get into. We don't have the time for that. But still, that is a new patent for Nintendo. And while we're in Japan, Eurogamer said this. There's a Japanese shrine that was aided by the Ghost of Tsushima fans, and there were some people that were banned from the shrine. So what happened? Well, there was an incident earlier this week at the shrine itself, because the Watsumi Shrine did announce there was a total ban on Toro visits because of an incident that did happen. And they said that only worshippers will be allowed at the entrance. Now, all the tourists, domestic and foreign, are banned. The shrine had a message, quote, "Inbound tourism, destruction of places, things, and people cherished by the Japanese is nothing less than the destruction of Japanese culture," end quote. Now, this was brought up because back in 2021, the Ghost of Tsushima players helped out the Tsushima Watsumi Shrine people because they raised about 27 million yen to repair the Torii Gate after it was destroyed by a typhoon. And there were some crowdfunding campaigns that were raised about 500% of its original target. So that's how the tie-in happened. But because of an incident, probably graffiti at the very least, did happen. And destruction of some of the stuff in there, which is, by the way, personal opinion, very bad. People should not destroy other people's stuff. But that said, we go to the esports corner now. Genius! Via Esports Insider, sports bolstered esports. That's Genius Sports boosted the esports. And they're betting the offering with the Grid and Bayes Esports. Yeah, there's some good stuff there, right? Mm-hmm. So what happened? Well, the Genius Sports did announce some betting-focused partnership with the esports data companies between Grid and Bayes Esports. So now, the Genius Sports Sportsbook partners will have access to live streams and some exclusive data offered by Grid. The data company that does work with Riot Games and Blast, just for access to League of Legends, Valorant and Counter-Strike and Rainbow Six Siege data, and the Grid Esports broadcast will be providing some match data from the ESL Face It group. So, here's what Matt Stevenson, Global Partner of Director at Genius Esports, did say, quote, "We are thrilled to announce these new partnerships with Bayes and Grid. As new home of esports for Sportsbook, we will provide our partners with the highest quality data and odds on the most prestigious titles in the sport," end quote. Okay, good. And you know they're going to be playing on some monitors, right? Well, this is going to be all about Samsung. Polygon's got one thing, and PC Gamer's got something else. So, if you're going to buy some gaming monitors, at GDC, Samsung said, here's some coupons for you. If you pre-order some of their monitors, such as a 27-inch 4K OLED, and that's via Polygon, you have to go to Samsung site to get it. But they just weren't talking about 27-inch ones. No. They're also talking about some 49-inch ones. And these would be 3D. You don't need glasses for them. But you would need the proper video card, like an RTX 3080. And they did show some of the pre-orders for these big-time monitors. And they said it's going to be $1,575. So, if you can afford it, you can try that. But there are some ones that are a little bit cheaper. There are some that are $850. There are some that are $800. Or it could be $800. Sorry. We'll see. Maybe you play games on them. By the way, $850. How about $9? PureXbox.com said that Xbox's Early Access DLC for South of Midnight said the price went down. $9. That'll be the South of Midnight Premium Upgrade Edition. $9. It'll grant players 5 days of early access alongside some other goodies such as South of Midnight art book, original soundtrack comprised by Olivier Duvier, The Boohang comic book by Rob Gurley, music video songs and tales of South of Midnight, documentary Weaving Hazel's Journey, director cut for $9. Might just be worth it. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2025. All rights are reserved. Go play some video games, people.